Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to call to bring up whatever's on your mind, talk about your perspective on it, talk about your perspective on what we're talking about, or bring up something totally new. It's up to you because it's Free Talk Live. So that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And it's Ian.
And tonight we're going to be talking about just lots of things going on in the world. A man getting sued by the city of Atlanta because, well, they accidentally tore down his house. That's pretty crazy to me. Beyonce owes the government millions of dollars.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And also Liberland. I was really surprised by this news. Well, Ian, do you have a new story about Liberland that you wanted to get into?
Yes, I do, but do you know what Liberland is first, so you could explain it?
So Liberland is a place by Croatia and,
Serbia.
Serbia. So
I believe it's a place between Croatia and Serbia.
Correct.
Right, and it's not very
big. In the middle of a river between the two countries.
Okay, what? I thought it was a swampy area, not just, like, actually a river.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so I don't really understand or remember, at least, because I heard, like, the Tom Woods episode about it years ago or something like that. But basically, somehow or another, this guy named Jeb, I don't remember his last name, he has a very European, like, Polish-sounding last name, he got control of it in some way or another. He's the president of it. Do you know, Ian? No, I'm saying, do you know how they got control of it?
Of Liberland?
Yeah.
So, Liberland was what they described as terra nullius, which means no man's land. And the idea was that the history of this land is essentially that, for whatever reason, and I don't remember the details on this, it's been years since we talked about the origins of Liberland on this show. We've had the president of Liberland, Vit Yedlishka, on the program.
Vit. That is Jed. That's what I was saying. You didn't correct me.
No, I'm sorry. We've had him on the show, and for whatever reason, neither Serbia nor Croatia laid claim to this particular part of this river for some reason, and probably because it's just a swamp.
And it's not very large. Ian said it's not bigger than our neighborhood.
No, I don't know about that. I think it was like a few kilometers square or something like that.
That's not a very big plot of land.
No, it's not.
I guess if people really wanted it, they should have it.
Well, and they didn't really care enough about it, so the Liberland folks came up and said, well, we'll just go ahead and claim this for ourselves. And they did that. This was probably about a decade ago at this point that this happened. And they said, well, we're just going to make this into our own libertarian country, Liberland. They're supposed libertarians who are behind this thing. It's always been promoted in that way. The Liberland people, the quote representatives or whatever you want to call them, the people who are representing Liberland.
They seem pretty libertarian.
They seem that way.
I had a friend in Utah who's one of the Utah representatives of Liberland, and he is definitely a libertarian.
Yeah, and that's who they've been marketing to over the years. Looks like it is 7 kilometers square or 2.7 square miles in the area. So very, very small. It says here it is roughly the same size as Gibraltar, but I don't know how big that is either.
Neither.
I've never been there, and I don't know either.
I don't know where it is either.
But it is small, regardless, and it is a swamp, so how much of it is actually useful, I don't know. But they made this claim on this property, and they, you know, in order to claim a place as your own, you got to go there, right? Like, if this is going to be a country, quote unquote, then you have to settle Liberland.
At least that's the thinking I would have. I mean, if you're going to claim a place, you might as well set up shop there and build houses or claim land there.
Yeah, and they when they went out to Liberland, they were stopped by force on the part of the Croatian border patrol, essentially. The Croatian police would target the Liberlanders who were trying to just simply go, and I think they were coming from Serbia, so they would, like, you know, park their cars or whatever on the Serbian side, and then they would get into a boat, and they would try to go to Liberland. And we reported on this on Free Talk Live at the time, about how it is that these people were getting arrested. The Liberlanders were essentially performing civil disobedience, and they were getting arrested for this act of just simply trying to go to a swamp in the middle of this, I think it's the Danube River, if I recall correctly. Just by comparison here, by the way, I did just pull up Keene, New Hampshire, which is a small city here in the western side, southwestern corner of New Hampshire. Keene, according to the Wikipedia entry, has a total of 37 square miles of land.
So what does that make it of New Hampshire, a 15th or something? Keene, I meant to say. Keene is a 15th.
Liberland?
Liberland's a 15th of Keene.
Yeah, roughly a little less than a 10th. Yeah, 15th is probably about right. Yeah.
I don't know if that's really how
it's a very small fraction of what Keene is, right? So Keene's a small town.
Huge or anything. It has.
Yeah, it's a very small town. It's smaller than the city I came from in southern Utah.
Yeah, definitely. It allegedly has 20,000 people, but I don't know how you really calculate that when it's a college town and, like, half of the people that live here don't live here part of the year.
Yeah.
Well, they do the census usually when the college is here. So Keene, I think, has a census number of, like, 22 or 23,000, and then you remove 4,000 for the college students. But anyway, back to Liberland. So they were getting arrested. And it was happening multiple times. People were getting caught, charged with, I don't remember what the so-called crime was, but they were being prosecuted in Croatia for this, what Croatia was essentially calling a border violation. And which is weird because Croatia didn't claim Liberland. So how can they enforce their border over Liberland and so on? And
just being tyrants.
Yeah.
Of course, that's what governments do, and it's just interesting that these people, that Serbia is charging these people with border violations.
This was Croatia. Serbia was actually where they were leaving from. So Croatia's side, the other government thugs on the other side.
Neither have been completely friendly to them this whole time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I understand it, they haven't, but Serbia was at least where they were able to park their cars and launch their boats from and that sort of thing. So, yeah, you know, so this was all happening in, like, 2014, 2015, if I recall correctly, the early days of this thing. So what happened after that? Well, there hasn't been a lot of talk about Liberland on this program, and that may be because people, you know, kind of lost interest in it, or their representatives haven't been calling the show. We did have Vitlichka on from Anarchapulco probably in, like, 2018. So we did talk about Liberland at that time. At the time, they had given Ron Paul a Liberland passport. They were giving away these passports to specific individuals who had assisted Liberland to a certain point. So because it's a very small place, they, you know, not everyone in the world who wants to live in Liberland is going to be able to live in Liberland if it becomes a real thing. So they've had to come up with rules as far as who gets to be a citizen of Liberland. Now, as I understand it, they do have some sort of a digital citizenship.
Yeah.
But they also have the physical, you can actually move here kind of thing. And you have to, and I don't know what the rules are as far as how you qualify for this, but if you've contributed enough, essentially, to the development of Liberland, then you get to live there, as I understand it. If you're a Liberland fan, please feel free to call in and correct me, because there's a good chance I'm going to get some of these details wrong, as I haven't been paying, you know, super detailed attention to it over the years, because I just figured, well, look, if this ever does become a thing, then, you know, maybe it'll be worth looking into moving there. I'm just not the kind of I'm not the level of pioneer where I want to go and, you know, occupy a swamp.
I'm not either. New Hampshire was big enough for me.
If I had to choose Morazon City or Liberland, I'd choose Morazon City, and I don't want to live there.
Well, and the reason to choose Morazon City is because there's actually houses. A city there, right?
Yeah, like there's a city of people who are setting up shop in Honduras.
I don't know if we can actually call it a city.
Well, I don't know what qualifies as a city, but there are people. Yeah, there are people living in a place, and there are houses in which one could rent, or apartments in the case of Morazan City.
You don't need a boat to move around.
Right. In the case of Liberland, that's what the new news is they are now actually settling Liberland. There are people who are actually moving to Liberland. There's a specific set of instructions as far as, you know, how you can qualify to do this, etc. And I have no doubt that there are people who are very interested in doing this.
They have fans.
Yeah, there have always been big Liberland fans out there. It is a unique idea, the idea of taking over an unclaimed, unwanted plot of land and turning it into something. I mean, if you think about what they did, for instance, with Las Vegas, I mean, no one wanted to have a piece of desert. Desert is pretty undesirable.
Yeah, it's definitely undesirable. No one wants to flip there.
But it turns out a lot of people want to go to Vegas now because they turned a piece of desert into what?
I love desert.
It's very different than the forest, for sure. It's a different sort of energy, a different sort of vibe.
I love it so much. I love the sky being the main focus and the team getting out of my way.
Yeah.
It's really hot there, though, so that's another reason why a lot of people wouldn't want to be there.
Also, we live in a time where people have already invented air conditioning and stuff.
The pioneers of Vegas did not have that.
And the pioneers of Utah also, like Joseph Smith, whenever they got to Utah.
Joseph Smith didn't go to Utah. In fact, he died before the Mormons migrated to Utah.
Am I thinking of Brigham Young?
Of Brigham Young. Brigham Young was the guy who led the Mormon pioneers west and said, this is the place.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He said, this is it.
Where did Smith die?
Nauvoo, Illinois, which is somewhere in Illinois. I don't remember.
So he didn't even make it halfway.
I'm glad that when I started bringing that up, Riley was on the show to correct me, because I always thought that John Smith at least made it to Utah and then went back. I always call him John Smith too.
Wasn't that the guy from Pocahontas?
He said, this is it because it's like, now we're on the, not him, sorry, Brigham Young said, this is it because it's like, now we're in the middle of nowhere. No one wants to be here.
No one wants to be there.
We'll take this and pay. Obviously, we're very successful.
Yeah,
they were. So that's kind of the idea here is let's take this piece of land, no one wants it, and let's turn it into something productive where there's a relative economic freedom, where us libertarian types can actually have our own society. But we've got bad news for you.
Yeah, it really disappointed me.
I hadn't heard a whole lot about what was going on with Liberland, but I follow them on, you know, social media and such, and I caught the news that they are now settling Liberland as of just about a month ago, I think. Maybe about a month and a half, 2 months. No more than 2 months ago. It was sometime in August that the quote-unquote gates opened and Liberland is now available for settling. But not to just anyone. And that's understandable.
There's not a lot of room.
Yeah, I don't begrudge these people for having a set of rules as far as who gets to play here. And, you know, it's not free immigration, unfortunately, to Liberland. But there's on their website, it links to, and I think it's liberland.org, Liberland. I don't have it in front of me. You'll find it. Just look for it. But there's a link where they link to about how to settle Liberland, a step-by-step guide. You're about to begin the exciting journey of settling in Liberland, the land of liberty and opportunity. Sounds good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Before embarking on your Liberland adventure, make sure you check and fulfill the personal requirements. And then they...
Liberland.org.
Personal requirements, they have certain legal necessities for entry concerning the police, like having a Shenzhen area visa, which is a European thing, and a passport. You have to be of sound mind, be above 18 years of age, be in good health, and undergo a health check before coming to visit so you don't have hidden conditions. Be prepared for hiking or biking and walking on uneven terrain. Be prepared to spend time in nature. There are mosquitoes and other bugs in certain areas. Prepare for a time when you are relatively isolated with a group of people who might be strangers. You are asked to be a constructive part of the group as this is a collective endeavor. So then they talk about gathering supplies. So, like, if you want to, you know, you're going to... There's not a house for you, okay? So if you're going to Liberland, you must be prepared to build
a house. This is like Burning Man, but wetter.
No, well,
Burning Man is a festival in the desert, in the Black Rock Desert, where people get together to have a gift economy sort of thing.
It's communist.
Yeah, it's a commie sort of festival.
Well, also, I'm glad you brought it up, though.
I was saying it's like that in the fact that you have to bring all your own supplies.
That is
true. That's what I was saying.
That's a good point. But I'm glad you brought that up, because I skipped over a part of what Liberland has been doing between when the arrests were happening and when now with the settlement.
Okay.
What were they doing for those intervening years? Well, they were throwing a festival called, I think it was called Floating Man.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, once a year, they would have a festival, and I think this was after Croatia had stopped making arrests.
Mm-hmm.
So some number of dozens, I don't know how many people were going to this thing, but they would go from Serbia or wherever into the Liberland property, and they had, like, I don't know, some place there where I think it was actually on a boat or something. I don't know. I'd never been. But they had a festival, probably music, camping, things like that. So they had their own little festival. That's what was going on. But if you're going to go to Liberland, you got to bring your own tools. You got to bring your own hardware. You got to get this figured out. You can't just go there and bum, you know, some construction supplies off of somebody who's there, right? Like they're trying to build their house. Maybe they'll be helpful, but you got to kind of bring your own stuff. The 25, and that's another difference between this and Burning Man. Burning Man, you are not allowed to erect any permanent structures. That's one of the rules of Burning Man. You're going to.
Well, it makes sense. I wasn't saying it's exactly like.
No, I get what you're. I get what you're saying. I'm just clarifying another key difference here. This is.
Yeah.
These are people settling a place.
Yep.
So to settle in Liberland, you have to spend at least 25 consecutive days in the area. During this time, you have two options. One, the preferred option, immediate construction. If you're ready to commit to the entire 25-day period, you may begin construction immediately. Your diligent effort to complete the construction project within the time frame will culminate in the claiming of your land title.
It'd be really cool to see if somebody with, like, really good construction skills goes and creates a really cute tiny home and, like, mm-hmm. does a whole TikTok filming of the whole process, like, my tiny home in Liberland. That'd be really cool to see.
That would be cool. That would be really interesting to figure out, to see the process, see how they're developing their home in a swamp, basically.
Now, they will give you apparently as many as 1,500 square meters in order for you to develop in Liberland. Now, I am curious to know how many square meters is in an acre, because I did not actually look that up.
Honestly, like, an acre doesn't mean much to me anyway. Like, how much is our house? How many square meters is our house?
I was going to tell you that. So this property is about a tenth of an acre.
Okay, well.
And apparently it is about 4,000 square meters is in one acre, I guess, according to the calculator site.
So we have 40 of that?
So we have about 400 square meters. So, yeah, I guess you get a fairly large chunk of property. You get about maybe a quarter of an acre.
How many do they get?
You get about 1,500 square meters.
So more than our house?
Yes, that's three times as large as this property.
So how many people can they even fit there?
I'm not sure about that. I haven't done the math.
That's a nice little chunk.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So option one was you have to commit to doing 25 days straight. You've got to mm-hmm. be prepared to stay there for most of a month and begin construction immediately. The second option is if you would prefer to commence construction at a later date, you must make arrangements with their land registrar. So this is something else they've done over the last several years is they've sort of created their own government and bureaucracy, for lack of a better term. There is a government of Liberland. Even though they don't live there yet, I guess they do now, but prior to August, they didn't live there, but they were still operating as though they were the government of Liberland. Jedlička is the president.
So his last name starts J-E-D?
Okay,
that's
right.
Where I thought his name was Jed. It was a one-syllable, three-letter name, and...
Bear in mind, times vary with 3 months allocated for a standard cabin and up to 1 year for more complex structures. During the initial 25-day period, engage with your fellow...
Wait, they give you a certain amount of time to build your house?
Yeah, it sounds like it. They want people who are serious.
People aren't, like, messing around.
During the initial 25-day period, engage with your fellow Liberlanders or contribute to collective public project efforts on the land. And then they tell you, there's this thing about merits. This is what I was kind of referring to earlier, where they've come up with a way to reward people who are contributing a certain energy or, you know, time or whatever resources to furthering the concept of Liberland. They gain these things called merits.
That's awesome. Good so far, because they're, like, agreeing to this before they go.
Yep. And they say, like, for every 10 merits you hold, you can settle 1 square meter of land. So that's how they're determining who gets to do this and who doesn't. So I don't want to go into too much more detail about who gets to construct. They do say if you don't have any merits yet, you can still become a Liberland settler. You can become an e-resident of Liberland. That's the e-residency thing, the electronic residency. You can register at border.liberland.org for your visa for 25 days. Spend 25 consecutive days in the area, either building your own house or assisting your fellow settlers who work on various public projects aimed at increasing the chances and speed of Liberland's success. Earn 200 merits for each of the 25 days you complete after the completion of your 25-day-long settlement. After the 25 days, use those merits to obtain your citizenship. Okay, well, that's not bad then. So if you're willing to go and be the true pioneer, you don't have to have done anything up until this point.
Literally, there was, little house in the prairie.
Yeah, or
style.
The swamp in this case. But
yeah.
Up until this point, there were things you could do to get these merits. But if you have never had a merit, if you just heard about Liberland for the first time tonight, I got to give them credit for allowing these people to be willing to show up and do this, to just show up with the construction equipment and get to work for 25 days straight, and then you will essentially be given the prize. Sounds to me like, and I'm not a representative here, but reading what they've written here, it sounds like you will obtain citizenship by putting the work in to it, basically, and being the
first to arrive. That doesn't sound too bad, because at least somebody could earn their place in Liberland.
And being somebody who is, a self-starter and is willing to help out the community that they're trying to build there.
Right. Now, I don't know if communists would be attracted to a job like this, because obviously they probably want liberty-minded people to move here.
I don't think communists would, because like just because they're doing things to help each other out doesn't mean like they're going to not have to do any work for food. That's what communists want.
Yeah. Some communists are very lazy, but there are those who, they have their co-op or whatever. They have their communes, and some of them do work on those situations.
Communists believe that if you have to work for food, that's like a crime against nature. Because
I guess it depends on the communist. I mean, maybe some communists don't believe that.
Their whole thing is it's unnatural to have to like sell your labor for things that they believe like humans have the right to have, like food. So maybe there are some that don't believe that. That's what I always hear them say.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of information about how to become a settler of Liberland. There's more information obviously over at liberland.org. But a few weeks ago, or about 3 weeks out from this article at this point, there was an article written at the Liberland Press website, liberlandpress.com, by Michael Ptaknik.
Yes, but I don't want you to get into it yet, because on the next segment we can tell them the thing that we found out that we really don't like or approve of that Liberland is doing.
Yeah.
Everything we've read so far is like, oh, it's fine
great.
And dandy.
Sounds very
great.
Exciting.
But
sounds like good for pioneers if you have the pioneer spirit.
But it may not be as libertarian as the name would suggest. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. Despite the pause, the central bank has indicated it anticipates one more rate hike before the year's end.
We're prepared to raise rates further, if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the hikes are aimed at addressing inflation. Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to request more complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced today that the government is reinitiating its program to offer those free tests. Kraft is issuing a recall of 84,000 American cheese slices due to a choking hazard, a wrapping machine malfunction leading to the possibility of a thin strip of film adhering to the cheese. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and the number to call is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever is on your mind, talk about what we're talking about, bring up your own subject, it doesn't matter, it's up to you. And that number is 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And it's Ian.
And before the break, we were talking about Liberland, a small area in, I don't even know if it, they call themselves a country. Do they, Ian? Do they use that word?
I think they do.
So it's a small country, probably, in Europe, in between Serbia and Croatia. And it used to be a no man's land. It was unclaimed, and some people took it over to make it a libertarian homeland. And we're talking about how that's going because they're now settling for the first time. Instead of it just being empty swampland, It's getting settled. And Ian dug up something a little disheartening about the whole situation.
Yeah, I was pretty excited to hear they were finally settling Liberland. It's been a long time coming, like most of a decade, if I recall correctly. I feel like they've been around since around 2013. And have been trying to access the property, getting arrested by the Croatian government or in the earliest days. And then the Croatian government kind of seemed to back off. And then they started throwing yearly festivals there, the Floating Man Festival. And then in August, early August, they announced that they were beginning settling Liberland. And I just thought, wow, it's actually happening. I was wondering if I would ever see this day, and now it's happening. I don't know how it's going to go. You know, is the Croatian government going to step in and take control of the property? What's going to transpire here? But, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for making something happen here. And according to an update posted to LiberlandPress.com, this is an update from the end of August. So they, in the beginning of August, announced that settlement was going forward. And then a few weeks in, there was this update posted from Michael Tuchnik. He says, developments in Liberland, and by the way, there's a photograph of people actually building a wooden home, so, like, something's going up.
Oh, good.
They're occurring at an unprecedented pace. The marina is ready for construction. The first house has been built, and we are experiencing a daily influx of enthusiastic settlers.
Wow.
To meet the demands of this emerging community, the provisional government is instituting a robust legislative framework for governance. And that all automatically kind of rubs me the wrong way because,
yep.
Like, yeah, it rubs me the wrong way, too, because when people set out forms that say we have to be governed this way, then is that really liberty? And I would say no, because you're no longer, you didn't consent to someone governing you.
Well, I guess the argument is, yeah, you did consent because you went to Liberland knowing that there's, you know, this government that's going to control this thing. So,
but
like,
it's like, how long did these people put effort and, you know, care into Liberland? There's all these Liberland fans, mm-hmm. and then for them to suddenly be like, oh, well, yeah, by the way,
government time.
There's going to be government there.
Yeah, I think that anyone who put effort into Liberland should have seen that there was going to be a government because there's a guy walking around calling himself the president. They obviously see one of the problems with the system as we know it, the world as we know it, humans as we know them, is that people believe in the nation-state concept, whether we agree with it or not, and I think I can speak for all three of us here that we're not big fans of the concept
of
a nation-state. Right?
Definitely not.
So we're not, but most people believe in nations. They believe that their nation's the best nation, wherever it is they happen to be.
America.
Yeah, wherever their mom happened to give birth to them is the best place in the world. And that this is a very common attitude among people. So in order for Liberland to become a nation, they have to act like one. And that means they have to have a governmental structure. And they have to, you know, talk to these other thugs in these other quote-unquote nations. Which, again, nation is just an idea. It's not a real thing. It's just a thing that – it's like a common viewpoint that people have. But it's a belief in something that is just – that is it's not real. You cannot
right.
point to a nation.
Yeah,
okay?
You
it's
can't
just an
point,
idea.
You can't point to the United States of America and call it a nation.
I asked the – what is she called? Ticketmaster lady. The lady who gives tickets to cars.
Parking enforcer.
Parking enforcer at my trial. Actually, what is the city of Keene? And then the prosecution guy was just like, objection. It's just like, why am I being prosecuted for breaking something called the city of Keene's laws? And I'm not even allowed to ask the witness what this thing is.
Yeah, what is the city of Keene? Who is the city of Keene? Can the city of Keene come on the stand?
Right.
It's a group of people is what it is.
Yeah.
Actually, the city of Keene is a group of strangers who have come together to dominate other strangers and force them into their particular belief system and their structure of things that they think you have to do in order to live in a given arbitrary geographic area. So, unfortunately, Liberland, the people who are quote-unquote running the so-called government of Liberland, maybe they're libertarians, but they have to pretend to believe in the government. Maybe they're small government libertarians. Maybe they really do believe in having a government, a minimal government or whatever, but they have to talk to these thugs in Croatia. They have to talk to, you know, other governments. There was an article that I was reading that they reached out to the president of El Salvador at one point to talk about Bitcoin, and the El Salvadoran president, you know, wrote something nice about them, I guess.
Hmm.
So they're constantly trying to be legitimate in the minds of the rest of the world in order to get these other nation state people to acknowledge their existence and say, you know, if they can get the president of El Salvador to say, Liberland is a real nation, And then they can get like five other people, you know, president types of different countries to acknowledge Liberland as a real place.
It's just so weird. I've always heard of this concept, like when something wants to be independent, like when I think it was Serbia, used to be something else and then it turned into Serbia. Well, like there was other countries like Russia accepted Serbia's nation. Like, why? I don't know. It's just weird. Like, why do people wait and hang on the words of other bureaucrats in other countries to be like, well, I accept that you really exist? I don't know.
It's a way for people to feel like they're belonging to something bigger than themselves.
Well, they just want to get, as I understand it, they want to be recognized as a nation so they can assert that sort of idea of state sovereignty, right? Now, we understand as libertarians that only individuals have sovereignty. A sovereign is a king, right? So you, as a sovereign, have the right to rule yourself, and that's it. But the idea of state sovereignty is that you have this nation state and it can do certain things. It can issue passports. So, for instance, if there is going to be a libertarian or a Liberland passport to help the people of Liberland travel the world, then they need to have the other nation states acknowledge it. They need to have some level of quote unquote legitimacy. It sucks, but that's because the world is steeped in statism. The world is...
Oh, yeah, it's very steeped in statism. It's definitely the pervading religion of the earth we live on.
Right.
It's
so we
an ideology that it's all about control. It's all about pretending that you got to be part of their system. You got to be controlled by part of their system. It's just a ridiculous idea that the statists have adopted over the centuries and centuries of indoctrination. They have to believe in this idea of a king or whatever.
And it's not going to go away because of the centuries of indoctrination. It's not going to go away anytime soon. Now, maybe we can envision a world where some chunk of the population has gotten beyond belief in statism, but we're nowhere near there yet, and that's why libertarians...
Well, Mark would have you believe that Honduras is already there.
That's a ridiculous claim.
He was like, no one in Honduras actually believes that there's such thing as one man having authority over the other. They just deal with it. It's
ridiculous.
They
still go and vote. They still participate in all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why they're doing these things. Even though they might describe themselves as libertarians or voluntarists or whatever, they still feel like they have to play in the old world. And that's why they're creating this. But do they have to do what they describe here as a provisional government instituting a robust legislative framework for governance? That, to me, sounds like they're going above and beyond.
Robust, yeah.
Right, robust.
Not just like...
Not minimal.
Not like, yeah, minimal. Like, just like, oh, bare bones, the basics,
yeah,
don't kill people, or we'll kick you out, or, you know,
does
whatever.
The article get into the specifics?
It does.
Okay.
So here's more. Liberland is a sovereign state, they say. Its settlement belongs to no other country and is governed solely by the laws of Liberland. Therefore, Liberland hereby asserts its full sovereign authority in matters such as river and road traffic within Liberland and on the adjacent Danube River, as well as other waterways within its territory, construction laws, building safety and standards, enforcement of various misdemeanors through the Community Watch, Liberland's primary police force, and urban planning and the protection of natural heritage and the environment. Liberland has much to develop both on-site and legislatively. However, this process is becoming faster and more professional with each passing day. There are specific areas where Liberland seeks to emulate its regional partners. One such area is construction law, where Liberland will adopt Croatian standards for building safety and hygiene, but without adopting its administrative processes or submitting to the jurisdiction of its institutions in those matters. Such submission, while compromising our sovereignty, would also be impossible. They are strictly territorial in their activities, and Liberland lies in neither of Croatia's cadastral areas. I have no idea what a cadastral area is.
I don't either.
The most significant matter of international import is, however, the question of criminal law. And that's where it gets really ugly. So I want to get to that here in a moment. But they're adopting the construction standards from Croatia for building safety and hygiene. And, okay, whatever. I guess that's not that big of a deal if they're not having its administrative processes, which would mean you have to get a permit.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It would mean that you...
Going to jail if you don't do something wrong. Or if you don't build something right.
that's not clear. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they will, if they're adopting the standards, how they will enforce those standards, or if they will be enforced, or they're just suggestions. That's not clear here. But we get to the ugly part now. So this is the part that really kind of turned me off. Yes, Bonnie?
Want me to take a call?
You're running the show. It's up to you.
Yeah, we have a call. We have a good caller, Tim from Florida, so I don't want to just have him wait this whole segment. And, we can hold the worst part for the end of the segment.
Sure.
We have Tim from Florida. Tim, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, no way. Let's talk about Lieberland. I suspect that any government that comes into existence voluntarily will never be recognized by the international community. So the Croatian government, will they step in? Is that the question? I feel like it's not if, but when.
Yeah, they have before, so it's not beyond the realm of possibilities for them to just be like, yeah, we don't like what you guys are doing there, so we got to intervene again in the future.
Yeah, I just and even not just someone in the so-called international community, which I guess is, you know, basically the leadership in the United Nations, but any traditional nation state, whether they would be considered part of the international community or not. I wish them the best. It's awesome that people are moving there, but
would you move there?
No, because they'll take property in a heartbeat.
Do you mean the Croatians?
I would be afraid that they would take property in a heartbeat, but then again, I guess, you know, that can happen anywhere.
What I want to know is, and maybe Tim might know, is what are the gun laws going to be like in Liberland? Do we have the right to protect our own property?
I would assume so. I'm to be honest, I've only read about the Lieberland Project like maybe 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that all they had, Tim?
Well, I just want to say, Ian, great haircut. I've been way behind on all of my radio shows, and so one of the things I fell behind on, I actually had to put my pit bull to sleep. July 21st. So that's like
was he just really old?
July, you haven't been hearing from me much. She had really bad anemia. She was old, but she had really bad anemia, and there were some complications. But basically, her marrow, she wasn't producing any marrow. She had no marrow. Wasn't producing any blood cells, and I got them to give her a blood transfusion, and I got myself in a whole lot of debt, and then 2 days later I put her to sleep.
Well, I'm really sorry about that.
I'm sorry about your loss, brother.
But no, it's okay. But anyway, that's why I haven't been calling. Because my mind's been somewhere else. But I don't even know. You didn't have your sentencing date yet, Ian?
We kind of had a half sentencing date.
But there was a sentencing date. It's just that we went there, and then the judge decided on some things. He told Ian's lawyers that he rejected their motions for a new trial and their motion for reconsideration of a different motion. And then he said, sorry, we didn't have something figured out yet, so we're going to reschedule this for October 2nd.
The thing they need to figure out is whether or not I'm going to be ordered to pay restitution to people that I did no harm. So the prosecution is saying that I need to pay $10 million or $11 million in restitution to the victims of online scam artists, even though I was not the scammer.
But the government seems to want to paint you as the scammer and tie you into organizing these supposed romance scams.
Yeah. At the same time as they said during the trial that I was not the scammer, they said that during trial.
Yep.
They're now apparently telling the scam victims that I was indeed
the mastermind.
He was the conspirator to organize the crime.
Yeah. So it's pretty frustrating to have to sit there and listen to that. But
yeah,
that's what they're doing.
I just also wanted to mention, I've mentioned this a couple of other times on the show, that I sent, you know, at some point up to a third of my income for about 3 years to a Romanian. And even though I don't consider that she technically scammed me, I was very naive and I shouldn't have done it. And she was definitely taking advantage of me. But, you know, Western Union and MoneyGram, you know, like what they're doing to you, Ian. It's like if they went after Western Union and MoneyGram, of course they won't, because they would hire.
Well, they got some permission slips from the government to do those things, to send lots of money. Ian didn't. That's the only difference.
Did they ever ask you anything about, like, you know, do you know this person you're sending to, that kind of thing?
Not in person. The only time it came up and they actually denied me the transaction was money. The first time I did MoneyGram online, and I guess I answered the questions incorrectly when they did a check. But in person, I guess there's really no requirement for them. You know, they just have a sign there. But, and the thing is, like, I was just being dumb. You know, I knew what I was doing. So to try to, you know, for someone to try to paint Western Union or MoneyGram as facilitating some kind of scam knowingly.
That's the thing, like, I don't think any of us really believe that, like, the clerk at Target selling somebody a gift card who's being scammed should be in trouble, but it's just the fact that they're going after Ian for doing the same thing, selling a product to somebody who told them emphatically they want to buy his product. And then they turned out to be being scammed by someone else
without
his knowledge.
And they claim I'm willfully ignorant or willfully blind to these people being scammed, which is ridiculous because I did more than the banks do. I did more than Western Union does to try to detect these things.
So I do want to make a comment. It was just interesting to me that Mark sat on the show, was it last Wednesday after the trial?
Yeah.
And made the comment that as Ian's business partner, he argues with Ian a lot on the air. And I've heard those arguments. So and he pointed out that as Ian's business partner for 20 years, he's known Ian to be very diligent at making sure or trying to make sure that people aren't being scammed.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he has firsthand, you know, knowledge, witnessing Ian talking to people on the phone and everything.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tim, for the comments.
One last thought is that I think the difference here is that it's Bitcoin. And so I think they're trying to make examples out of people like you.
They are, absolutely.
Sorry. Thank you for the call, Tim. Yeah, I would agree that Bitcoin is one huge part of it, is that Bitcoin is something they want to stop because Bitcoin basically can give people freedom over their own lives and freedom to choose. Maybe I don't want to use the blood money called the U.S. dollar that relies on war and innocent people dying to have value. Maybe I just want to use Bitcoin instead. They don't want people to wake up to that.
All right, should we go back to Liberland?
Back to Liberland.
All right, so here's what they're doing. I mean, in addition to adopting the Croatian building safety standards and hygiene standards, which, I mean, they're out in the middle of the swamp. I don't know how hygienic. It's essentially camping.
It just means,
at this
like,
point.
You're not supposed to pour your, you know, waste into the river. You got to have something for your waste,
whatever
your building.
That's going to be. The challenge, they say, lies here. The stated purpose of Liberland's government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Criminal activity poses the greatest threat to these values. Therefore, it is incumbent upon Liberland to establish a criminal law system. The challenge lies in the constant competition between crime and law enforcement. This is a race that began thousands of years ago, and the current players are sophisticated. Simply put, a high level of sophistication is required for any crime-fighting activity, a level that may not be readily provided by a settlement of enthusiastic citizens. In summary, starting simple is not an option. The minimum acceptable level is quite high. To address this, the provisional government has issued new criminal law guidelines. The essence of this law is as follows. Crime is an international phenomenon and must therefore be combated internationally. That alone...
That's so weird.
Sounds really creepy.
That does sound a little creepy because it's like, the globe is full of crime. We gotta combat it internationally.
Also, it's just like, if I punch Riley in the face, sorry Riley, it's just an example. If I punch Riley in the face, that's a crime. Why
it's
is
not
it international?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
what
ridiculous.
Does it have to do with people in China?
I'm almost wondering if they're trying to make themselves look good on the public stage by making sure that they appear to not be a place to harbor sex traffickers or people like
that. I think that's what they're trying to do, but in doing that, they are wiping away any semblance of uniqueness and liberty friendliness that this place would have had. But I haven't even gotten to the worst part. So this is just them explaining what's coming next, okay? Oh, it's an international phenomenon. It must be combated internationally. The provisional government will reach out to international partners, most notably Croatia, to establish a treaty or system of treaties for effective international solutions to criminal activity. As an interim measure, Liberland will adopt the entire body of Croatian criminal legislation as its own criminal law. It will...
Wow. If, I mean, you could stop there and be done with this project, but the next sentence. It will also allow Croatian criminal police and justice systems to operate within Liberland's territory.
Right, that's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. It's like, oh, we're giving up our sovereignty as a nation or whatever. Oh, no, but it's just interim.
Croatia.
No, guys, it's an interim measure. Yeah,
so
sure
it is.
So they're going to tell Croatia to go take a hike.
Ian, there's nothing more permanent than the government program.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And that's such a good point. Like, even though it's supposed to be interim, like, do you think Croatia is going to be okay with, like, suddenly losing a little bit of power? Especially if a bunch of people move there.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds to me like they are immediately ceding control to Croatia.
It's just a bad part of Croatia to go live in. It's a swamp in Croatia instead of going and living in, like, a city there.
Yeah. They say here, it's a temporary solution, but we believe it's the best approach to secure the life, liberty, property, and happiness of our citizens and settlers.
How hard is it to just write down, you will be asked to leave if you do these things, and if you actually kill someone, we're going to hand you over maybe to Croatia or something like that, like something they can't handle.
Or we'll just deal with you here.
Or you just get kicked out for, like, stealing.
Right, because, like, you've got a small group of settlers. I don't know how many dozens of people it is at this point, if even two dozen, right? It's a small group. I saw a picture. It looked like maybe 12 people. Maybe not everybody's in the picture, though. So let's just say it's two dozen people at this point. Somebody does something naughty. They set something on fire, or they punch somebody or whatever. You have to deal with that right then and there. You're not going to be able to get on a cell phone, call the mainland of Croatia, and have the Croatian police come out and break up a fight. You know, that's not going to happen, number one. But if it does, then the Croatians are going to say, well, you're going to try to use our services without paying for them? Because, you know, our taxpayers are paying for these police. Now you want the police to come respond to your island? No. You're going to have to pay Croatian taxes, too, if you want Croatian police protection.
I don't know how much better it would be if they made their own Liberland Pork Rangers. That's a reference to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They have their own people that go around.
They do have a police force. I mentioned it earlier. It's called Community Watch. It is Liberland's primary police force. But just the fact that they're they're taking on the entire criminal legislation of Croatia. So everything that's illegal in Croatia is now illegal in Liberland. And they're saying the Croatian police and justice systems will have.
It sounds like Kim was absolutely right to be afraid that Croatia could just come and take whatever they wanted.
Apparently they already have.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.